Hi, everyone. I'm Marissa Mallon, a physician rotator with the Office of the Chief Medical Officer, here with Dr. Phil Painter, Chief Medical Officer at Humana at Home, to discuss the newest research looking at seniors and their preferences for end-of-life care. Good morning, Phil. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So at Humana at Home, you work with seniors living with chronic conditions in their homes. You also do a lot of research on this community. In fact, you recently presented a poster at the Palliative Care and Oncology Symposium in Boston showing results from a pilot program helping individuals achieve their end-of-life preferences. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of the study, can you tell me a little bit about what prompted you to take a look at senior care preferences and wishes?
Yeah, well, Marissa, I think a lot of people know that many patients and their caregivers don't really do a great job about planning around advanced illnesses or the end of life. And sometimes, even if they do have a plan, their wishes and their preferences may not be known or even followed around what's a very key time in their illness. So we felt like we would do further research to see how we could improve that overall process and outcomes for those people.
It sounds like a fantastic opportunity. Can you tell me how the study was constructed and what was measured?
Sure. So we worked with a company that does non-directive counseling with patients and their caregivers around having an end-of-life plan and an advanced care plan, depending on their types of illnesses. And they work very closely with the member and the caregiver to move them through what I'll call stages of readiness or change around that whole process.
Interesting. What were the results?
Well, what we found is we actually were very successful. We were able to get a significant portion of the members and their caregivers engaged. And what we also found is 85% of those who we got engaged, we were able to move along a continuum of change on this particular activity. In fact, we were able to move many of them to actually complete an advanced directive or start to have those discussions with their significant caregivers and their physicians.
Well, congratulations on your success. What's been the response, and are there any plans for further research?
Well, given on the success that we had with this initial group of 600 people, we're actually looking to expand that program in 2016 to include about 8,000 to 10,000 of our members in that specific offering. And we'll be able to then study it even further and see how we can continue to improve that process.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me today. I hope you, as well as our listeners, have a wonderful day.
Well, great. And again, thank you very much for having me time to talk.
My pleasure. And if you'd like to learn more about other Humana research studies, please go to humana.com/research.